Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. We're back with another solo episode, and I feel like I haven't recorded a solo episode in so long. I think after my January series, if you don't know what that was, I was uploading an episode every single day for the month of January, and I feel like ever since that series, I haven't really sat down and enjoyed recording a solo episode. Just to be so honest with you guys, I truly think that I burnt myself out in the process of that series, and I think that it was very difficult for me to actually enjoy and get inspiration and get motivated to record solo episodes again because I was doing it every single day and it just became very overwhelming. And I think that I overworked myself a little bit. So I did take a week off from doing solo episodes. I had a few guest episodes that I had to edit and post anyways, which were obviously also amazing. But I know a lot of you do prefer my solo episodes, so I am back to them. We'll be doing a mix of solo and guest episodes because I know you guys love both. I've been super, super busy. So just a little life update for anybody who's new here, or if you've been following me for some time now, I just want to give you guys some life updates. So if you're new here, hi, my name is Olivia Eve. I started this podcast about 3 years ago now. I actually just hit my 3-year mark. And it's been insane. I post all about self-growth, self-development, mindset shifts, and just mental health and self-love in general. I think that going into your 20s or leaving your 20s and entering your 30s, there's so much self-development and self-growth that you go through. And there's so many new ways to learn how to love yourself and so many ups and downs that you go through. So this podcast is just a very realistic way to start your health and your self-love journey. I talk about fitness, I talk about health, I talk about mental health, all that good stuff. So thank you so much for clicking onto today's episode. And if you're a regular here, if we're already friends, if you already know me, then hi, welcome back to another solo episode. Just some life updates that I wanted to share with you guys. So if you don't already, make sure you guys follow me on my social medias at For You From Eve. I've been posting very consistently on my Instagram and my TikTok, just showing you so much of my life. So if you want to put a face to the voice, or you just want to know more about my life personally, or just get some motivation to be productive in your workouts or in your work life, I definitely recommend following me on my TikTok and on my Instagram at For You From Eve. And if you do follow me, then you know that I recently started a job in social media marketing for the social agency. So I've been posting about them quite a bit on my Instagram and TikTok, and just posting days of my life, what it's like to work for a social media agency, what it's like to do all the social media marketing for it. And it's been a lot of work, but it's been super, super fun. And then on top of that, I actually have been helping a media company produce their own podcast, which has been super exciting. So just helping them with lining up interviews and creating interview questions, all that good stuff. So it's been a lot of work. It's been a little overwhelming. However, I love it. And I'm just blessed to be in this place where I have these opportunities. And so right now I'm kind of in this stage of life where I'm just trying to put as much as I can onto my plate and see how much I can juggle and just really work really hard in every aspect of my life and fill up my calendar and my schedule and just be my most productive, motivated self. So that's kind of the stage of life, I guess, that I'm currently in. So I've been absolutely loving all the work that I'm doing, but don't get me wrong, it definitely can take a little bit of a toll on you. So I've kind of just been trying to also practice self-care and self-love while being super busy with work. And then I am taking one class for school right now, so I wouldn't necessarily call myself a student, but I do have that one class to also worry about. However, I've been really just grateful for everything that I have in my path, and kind of ties in with today's episode where we're going to be talking about protecting your peace. And this is something that I've recently kind of been paying attention to and paying more mind to, because I think that when it comes to protecting your peace, I feel like I've put myself in a situation, or just in situations in general, so many times where I've let people take advantage of my energy, of my love, of my time. And I think I kind of just got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm done with that. If you are not worthy of my attention or my time or my presence, then I'm not going to waste my time with it. And I think that when you let people invade in your peace, you let people invade in your mind and in your heart and in your emotions and your feelings and your mindset, they are stripping away time where you could be focusing on bettering yourself. And I've kind of noticed that as I've been bettering myself and as I've been focusing on self-growth and focusing on self-development, I've realized that having the wrong people in your life can set you back from that a lot. And so a really big intention of mine recently is protecting my peace and paying attention to those around me and just being very aware of who's in my space, who's taking up my energy, what are the things I'm thinking about, etc. And so I wrote down four of my biggest tips when it comes to protecting my peace and what I've been doing recently to protect my peace and just protect myself and protect my emotions, because I am somebody that does feel very deeply. I'm not necessarily somebody that's going to get upset or sensitive over little things. However, I do feel deeply. I love deeply. I'm very passionate about the people that I love. And, you know, getting into relationships, I'm super passionate and loving and caring and nurturing. And that's not necessarily something I want to strip away. And if you're the same way, I don't want you listening to this episode thinking, how can I stop being like that? Because I've given that love and care to people who don't deserve it. I more so want you to shift your mindset to, how can I be more selective with who deserves that type of love from me? Because I think feeling deeply and loving deeply and being kind is one of your biggest strengths. And I think it's something that's very rare nowadays. So I don't think that you should remove it or that you should try to escape from it. I genuinely just think that you need to pay attention to who you're giving it to. So the first thing I have written down on practices that I've been doing to protect my peace is to stop overthinking. I have been such a big overthinker in my life where I overthink everything. Oh, this person's taking too long to answer. They must be thinking this. Oh, this person didn't ask me to hang out this weekend. They must be thinking this. Oh, this person is constantly not answering my messages anymore or hanging out or blah, blah, blah. And a million things come to my head. And sometimes we live so much in our own heads that we forget where our feet are landed. And we need to just get out of our heads and focus on where we are today, who is around us right now, what opportunities are around us right now. Because this version of yourself that you have today is not going to live forever. She's not going to last forever. You wake up as a new person every day. So when you wake up in the morning, enjoy who's in the mirror and enjoy who's around you. I think about this a lot when it comes to friendships or relationships. We outgrow people, right? We become really close with someone. Maybe it fades. Maybe something happens, whatever it might be. And then you kind of get to a point where you're like, is this person someone that's going to grow with me or grow out of me or vice versa? So I think you have to just kind of like stop overthinking, let go and let God, and just realize that what's meant to be will be. And you need to stop trying to take so much control over your life and over your path. You can only do so much until God takes over and His will is His way. So when you wake up in the morning, do the things you want to do. Do the things that make you happy. Do the things that are going to make you feel healthy, make you feel happy, make you money, you know, make you feel good about your life and about yourself. Choose to do those things every day. If you wake up every morning and you decide that you're going to have a good day and you make that choice, you wake up and say, today's going to be a good day. Tomorrow, maybe we sulk. Tomorrow, maybe we're upset, but that's tomorrow's hands, right? Tomorrow's a mystery, but today we're going to be happy. Today, I am choosing happiness. Today, I am choosing kindness. Today, I'm choosing grace. Waking up and telling yourself that, it's going to stop those overthinking thoughts from coming into your head, because you woke up and you decided, this is my life. This is my day. God woke me up this morning. Thank you, God, for waking me up. I'm going to make today a good day. And that will kind of stop those intrusive thoughts a little bit. Not necessarily, we can't always control our thoughts. But when you have daily behaviors and daily patterns that you do in your daily ritual and in your routine, over time, those thoughts will not be so invasive. Over time, those thoughts will not be as constant. And I used to be in many stages of life where thoughts were constantly flowing and negative thoughts were constantly flowing in and out of my head and just making me overthink so many different things. And it took a while before I was able to actually step out of that and take myself out of, this is you just having anxiety. This is you just having a bad thought. Get out of your head, focus on where you are now, and that's it. God will do the rest. So that's kind of the motive that I've been behind recently, and it's been helping me so much. And also, when you stop overthinking, you stop acting on emotion. And I think I was somebody that used to act on emotion a lot. If I was upset, I would do something that, you know, would show that I was upset. If I was angry, I would act on it, etc. And I've kind of just learned to take a step back when something doesn't align with me. Really look at it from an outsider's perspective and be like, you know what? This doesn't align with me. I don't agree with this. This does not have a positive impact in my life. I need to walk away from this, and I can react tomorrow if it's still bothering me. The next tip I have for protecting your peace is to be selfish with your energy. Your presence is a present, okay? Your love, your time, your effort, your attention, those are gifts. Not everybody is deserving of that. And you don't need to share your mind and your heart and your ideas and your laugh and your jokes with everybody around you. Your energy is sacred, and energy is a real thing. Like, if you are pouring energy into someone, that is energy that you are taking out of yourself. And I used to be somebody where if I loved someone, whether it was a friend or a boyfriend or whatever it was, I would give everything to them. I would cook for them. I would clean for them. I would text them all day. I would buy them gifts, write them letters, send them all these great words of affirmation, spend all my time with them, plan things out for them, give them this overwhelming amount of love that I felt that they deserved. And then I would, then I kind of got into the mindset of, when have I ever done that to myself? When do I cook myself a meal just because I deserve it? When do I, you know, it starts to kind of come back to you and you're like, wait, why am I giving all this love to this person when I've never even given that love to myself? And I think that I realized I needed to be more selfish with the things that I was providing for other people. And this doesn't necessarily mean don't give people things until they give it to you or stop giving people all this love. No. I'm not saying to go completely cold and cut everybody off, but be aware of who is giving you that same energy. If somebody else is giving you that supportive, loving, caring, nurturing energy, you can reciprocate that. But I've noticed that I've given that energy to people, the love, the support, the care. I've given so much energy to people, or like me always asking them how they're doing, me asking them what they're doing this weekend, me making the plans to see them and receiving that I'm not getting that energy back. And once you realize that you don't get that energy back, you're kind of just like, go a little cold, you go a little ghost, and you're kind of just like, okay, I'm not going to try to keep filling a cup that does not need to be filled or does not want to be filled. And so I think there's a big thing with noticing who actually wants your energy, your time, your attention, your effort, and your love versus the people who just take advantage of it. So make sure that you're being very aware of who's truly worth your energy and be very aware of the fact that you're allowed to be selfish with it, because at the end of the day, this is your life, that's your time, and that's your emotion. You're allowed to be selfish with who gets to get that. And I feel like when you give somebody so much time, and when you, you know, this is why when people get out of breakups, they focus so much on going to the gym and getting into their protein and macros and cooking their own meals and like doing all these things by themselves or with their friends, because you release, so you get back so much time, you get back so much energy. So it's like, if you're single right now and you notice that there's people in your life that give you energy and drain you energy, be aware of that. Who is making you feel more positive when you leave them? Like, I have friends where I'll go hang out with them or I'll go see them and I leave feeling motivated. I leave feeling happy. I leave being more uplifted. And then I've been around people where I go home and my energy feels a little drained. And I'm like, okay, maybe that's not my group of people, or maybe that's not somebody I'm meant to be friends with, because I honestly just kind of feel like I just wasted my time hanging out with them, you know? And it's okay to realize like, oh, I don't need to be friends with this person. I don't need to be friends with that person. I could just be acquaintances with this person, etc. And just realize I only want to be friends with people, and I only want to surround myself with people who make me feel good. And it's okay to be selfish with that decision. It's okay to be selfish with who you want to be friends with or who you want to date. Like I said, this is your life. You are the main character of your own story. You get to choose the side characters that are also part of your chapters. Hey, you guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. For all my ladies out there who get period cramps, listen to me. Listen to me. I have been learning so much about the cycles that we go through and the phases we go through. I always thought you had 1 week, you had your period, and that was it. And now I'm like, wait, the week before my period is actually even worse than my actual period. And then the week after is that, and it's like, it's a lot to learn, okay? And you know what I don't miss at all is the week before your period, where you genuinely wish that you could crawl out of your skin because of how much pain that you're in. Maybe you're covered up in pimples, the cravings you're having, the cramps, the worst PMS possible. So I really want to talk to you guys about Happy Mammoth, because I promise you their estro control supplements have been saving me through my periods. You guys don't want to miss this. I used to be somebody that when I get period cramps, I genuinely don't want to leave my bed. I don't want to do anything, and I become so lazy and unproductive. So I've been needing something to help get me out of bed and get back on track and be able to do things while also going through my period. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth. It is a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives much easier. Estro Control contains a science-backed up herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who experience PMS symptoms. Estro Control is created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month, because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every month, and it's so not fair. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FROMEVE at checkout. I'm going to link it in the description below. Make sure you guys press the link and use code FROMEVE at checkout. I promise that this is something you don't want to miss out on. So let's continue with the episode and make sure that you guys go to the link in the description. The next tip that I have when it comes to protecting your peace is to set goals in private and produce results in public. So when I actually first started my podcast, I would like talk about every move with everyone. And I'm not saying anybody had any malicious intent, or any friends that I was telling things to would be like, oh, you're doing this or you're doing that. Or like, you know, I never think that anybody had bad intentions when I would tell them about my show. However, as I'm getting older and as I'm doing more with my show or doing more with work, I'm like, not everybody needs to know what I'm doing. And I think that there's a big difference between me posting on my social media and on my TikTok and my Instagram and trying to motivate people who are in this field or educate people in this field versus texting my friends about it or talking to my friends about it. If I haven't seen a friend in a decent amount of time and we grab lunch or we grab dinner and they ask me about my show, I'll talk to them about it. However, a lot of the time when I get asked about, oh, how's the podcast going? I'm just like, it's good. And then there's another question. And then there's another question, another one. And I'm like, okay, genuinely, I don't want to talk about this. Not just because I'm at a bar or, you know, I just want to enjoy my time. But I feel like nobody really loves talking about work that much. I mean, like, I don't know, maybe I could be wrong. As much as I love my podcast and it's my passion in life and it's my job and I love it, I also just don't love sharing everything about it with everybody around me. I think that I just want it to become more private when it comes to things that I want to accomplish in life. Nobody needs to know your every move. Work in silence, let your success make the noise. And also just remind yourself you don't owe anybody anything. You need to do what's best for you, and the right people will understand that and will align with that. This goes kind of just, even with getting to know somebody new, not everybody needs to know, not all of your friends need to know. Like, that is an intimate thing between you and that person. You're allowed to tell your friends like, oh, me and this guy just started talking, or, oh guys, this guy that we know from this party or this bar that we met, he's just texted me, I think we're gonna go out on a date or whatever. But then keep everything else private. It doesn't need to be something you broadcast to everybody. It doesn't need to be the most public thing right away. Take your time on it, form your own opinion on it before letting others' opinions in. That's a thing I'm really big on, is like, somebody could tell me, hey, I don't think you should get to know that person because of this, this, and this. And I'm still gonna get to know that person on my own control and under my own hands, because it's like, at the end of the day, I want to form my own opinion on this person. I don't want somebody else's opinion to affect me getting to know this person. So just doing things privately and doing things under kind of your own wing. I understand when we need to go to our friends sometimes, and I understand being excited and wanting to tell people about it. And I kind of I get it, because I'm the same way. Like, I get excited about somebody and I want to tell my friends. But as I'm getting older and as kind of things kind of click with you more, where it's like, okay, now I wish I never told anybody about that because it didn't work out. And now when people ask about it, I have to tell them it didn't work out. And then there's going to be all these questions and it's not something I want to talk about, and et cetera, which is why I say to just be more private. If that relationship works out, they're going to find out when it's public. You know, it's like, if that job works out, they're going to find out when it's public, et cetera. So just being more private. And also, you don't necessarily always know who's going to hear about this information. You don't necessarily always know when your news will be in somebody's hands or when your information will be in somebody's hands. So just be a little bit cautious and careful of who knows your information and who knows your goals and your dreams or the person you're talking to. Those things are allowed to be intimate. And I just think that recently I've been trying to be a lot more private and not necessarily tell everybody my every move and just do things as I please and as I wish and see if things work out for me. The last tip when it comes to protecting your peace: do not let anybody tell you who you are. You define who you are. You choose the things you love and the way that you live your life. Others' opinions only matter if you let them. And this kind of ties in with just being private again. I think that when you share your opinion, or when you share something with somebody, hey, I'm talking to this guy, this is how he texted me, they're going to give an opinion on it. Why are they going to give an opinion on it? Because you are telling them. So they are thinking that you are asking for an opinion. So let's say you tell your friend, hey, I just started talking to this guy, Chad. And she goes, oh, I wouldn't talk to Chad if I were you. He did blah, blah, blah last summer. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't be talking to Chad. Now you ghost Chad. So now you ghosted Chad. You didn't get to know Chad. And maybe Chad was someone that you were supposed to date. Maybe it was someone supposed to end up with. Who knows? And then, or maybe in a few months, Chad posts and all of a sudden Chad has a girlfriend. You think to yourself, what would have happened if I went on that date? What would have happened if this? What would have happened if that? And you're thinking, why did I listen to my friend? Your friend gave their opinion because you asked for it, because you told them, hey, I'm doing this. Don't tell somebody something and expect them to not respond in a way where they're giving their opinion. You can say, hey, I don't want your opinion on this situation, but I just need to vent to someone. Say everything you have to say. They're probably going to look at you and say, can I say how I feel? And then you have the decision to say yes or no. I've had friends that have come to me and been like, he just did this to me. And I'm like, well, you should leave him. And they're like, well, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, well, then why are you asking me? Because if you're telling me something, I'm going to look at it in a way of like how I would handle it and what I would do. And it's obviously easier said than done when your emotions aren't involved. But this is why I say just be private and focus on things on your own. Unless it gets very serious where you truly need to tell somebody else, that's a different story. But don't let people tell you what decisions to make, because at the end of the day, nobody is standing in your shoes but you. And you need to remind yourself that, and you need to be strong enough. Your mindset needs to be strong enough, and just you as a person needs to be strong enough to make your own decisions, make your own mistakes. You will deal with the rewards. You might deal with the repercussions, but you will receive the reward in the end. And stop letting other people's opinions about you affect you as well. So if somebody says, oh, Olivia's this, Olivia's that, and you stop living your life because of that person's opinion, you are only slowing down yourself and slowing down your own path for that person. So you kind of just need to ask yourself, what is more important, the things I'm doing for myself or the things I'm doing for everybody around me? Because when you listen to opinions so much and you let outside noise matter and you take things personal from people who don't know you personally, you slowly start to shift your goals, your mindset, your insecurities, your path in life actually starts to shift with you, because now you are taking daily actions based off daily behaviors because you are listening to other people. And your mindset, whether you realize it or not, starts to shift with that negative opinion from the outside world. So stop letting people tell you who you are. You should be so confident in who you are that no matter what people say, it does not affect you and it does not matter. So that is how I'm going to kind of close off those tips. I want to thank everybody so much for listening. There's so many topics that I recently want to talk about. I feel like I've been going through this new like transformative kind of like era of myself. This is so random. I posted this on my TikTok, but I actually just created a cleaning breakdown, because you guys know how I am with cleaning, with like keeping my space clean and how a clean space is a clean mind. So I actually just posted that on TikTok, but if you guys want me to like talk about it in an episode, let me know if you guys like those things. I feel like you guys do. You guys like anything when it comes to getting your life together. So kind of just let me know on Instagram at For You From Eve what you want to see from my solo episodes again. I'll be posting Instagram poll stories as well for you guys to respond to, and then TikTok as well. You guys can also try to DM me there. I don't really go through my TikTok DMs, but I'll go through my Instagram DMs. And yeah, so I have been super busy. Today is Wednesday, and I actually have an exam tonight that I have not studied for at all. So once I'm done recording this episode, I'm going to finish up a little bit more work, and then I'm going to start studying for that exam, take a shower, blow dry my hair, and then I already went to the gym this morning. I went to Pilates, so I have been having a super productive day. And yesterday I was super productive. I don't know why, but this past weekend, you guys, I was like rotting in bed all weekend. Like, I don't know what it was, but I was so exhausted this whole weekend. Friday night I was babysitting. I was exhausted at babysitting. I had to have a coffee at like 9:30 p.m. because I was so tired. I was just exhausted this whole entire weekend. I don't know why. I don't know what was in the air, but I just was so tired. And Monday I ended up not even leaving my bed. I was so tired. I think I went to the gym for like an hour at like 3 or 4 p.m. But other than that, I stayed in bed all day and just rotted. I had greasiest, nastiest hair. I didn't do my skincare routine. I was just so gross this week. And so Tuesday I like got back on track. I was at work in Hoboken all day. Today's Wednesday, getting back on track. Tomorrow I'll be back in Hoboken for work. And I've kind of just been getting back into the routine of things, being productive again. And I want to do like a really big cleaning reset this weekend. So that's why I kind of made like a schedule of how I want to break down my cleaning. So definitely make sure you guys follow me on TikTok at For You From Eve, so you can see my little notes list of that. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you decide to put yourself first. Make sure you guys go to the description of my bio to shop all of my promo codes. Follow my Instagram and my TikTok. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Mwah.